Nothing fuels the flames of motivation quite like success does. In his book, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big, the author Scott Adams shares that if you want success, you've got to figure out the price and then pay it. He tells us that, quote, it sounds trivial and obvious, but if you unpack the idea, it has extraordinary power. I know a lot of people who wish they were rich or famous or otherwise fabulous. They wish that they had yachts and servants and castles, and they wish they could travel the world in their own private jets. But these are mere wishes. Few of these wishful people have decided to have any of the things that they wish for. It's a key difference, Adams tells us. For once you decide, you take action. Wishing starts in the mind and generally stays there. When you decide to be successful in a big way, it means you acknowledge the price and you're willing to pay it. Now that's a powerful idea. Are you wishing to find self-motivation? Or have you made a definite decision to be the self-motivated person that you know you can be? Are you wishing for the motivation exercise, or have you decided that you'll do whatever it takes to become a beacon of health and fitness? Are you wishing for the motivation to work harder, or have you decided to discipline yourself to develop an unmatched work ethic? Stop wishing for more motivation. Stop wishing for more money. Stop wishing for more success or more of anything, and make the decision to pay the price for what you want. If you search for the word decision, right, words that are synonymous with the word decision, you'll find words like determination, conclusion, resolution, result, outcome. On the other hand, if you search for antonyms for the word decision, you'll find words like indetermination, procrastination, postponement, delay, deferment, indefiniteness. That's fascinating to me. Look, who doesn't love feeling determined? Who doesn't love getting results? Would you rather feel determined or the opposite? Would you rather feel conclusive or the opposite? Do you prefer getting results or the opposite? Because the opposite is what we get when we cannot make decisions about what matters most to us and what we're willing to do for it. The word decision itself actually has Latin roots. It comes from the Latin word decidere, which translates to cut off. Literally, right? Think about it. Incision, decision. Divide, decide. To decide literally means to cut off everything except the things that matter most. And this concept can be insanely powerful once we start applying it in our lives. But to apply it, we've got to know what we want most, what matters most. What is our top priority in life, in business, in your relationships, in every arena of life that matters? How do you apply this idea? How do you apply this method to motivation in your own life? Well, first, remember, successful people don't wish for success. They decide to pursue it. Becoming a success at anything is going to require you to pay a price. The price of discipline. The price of hard work. Stop wishing and decide today to do whatever it takes to make your life a smashing success. Here's a three-step process to making that happen. Number one, get clear about what you want. We've already touched on this in previous lessons. Number two, figure out the price you need to pay to get it. And number three, pay the price. Simple, but not easy. Use these methods to motivation that you've learned throughout this program to put this process in motion. Once again, start by deciding what you want. I want da-da-da-da-da. In each major area of your life, decide, I want this, I want that. Make a clear decision about what it is that you want in each of the major areas of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in your relationships, all of it. Then determine the price you're willing to pay. And then take action and start paying the price until you've brought what it is that you want into your life.